Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now, more with Andrea Lieberstein, author of Well Nourished.
One thing that I'm reading and I'm thinking, this has to be for you. This has to be an enriching life, an exciting life, because you're dealing with people that suddenly they find that balance and now they're savoring and enjoying other parts of their lives. What's it like when you see this, their face light up, when suddenly they're realizing there are other parts of their lives and they're enjoying them now more than they ever have before?
Yeah, it is so rewarding. I mean, I love this work. It is very much my life purpose work. Yes, it's the best feeling in the world to know that I'm impacting and that these practices and tools are impacting people so much so they can leave their life they dream of living. They can lead a fulfilling life. So freeing people of all that energy that they're putting into worrying about the food choices and this and that. There's so much energy we put into that. And, of course, so many things contribute to that, right? The media and messages we get and the whole dieting culture. And so beginning, unwinding that, becoming free of that, finding a new way of being with food and themselves and letting that nourish them and then making those steps for the rest of their life. Yes, it's incredibly, incredibly rewarding.
And you take it a step further because we find that in life, things are not perfectly in balance. And you lead us through how we maintain that inner sense of balance and nourishment, even when things are going wrong in life. And they're going to go wrong in life, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. So the book, the part two of the book is inner and outer nourishment. And there is a lot of emphasis on that inner nourishment. And mindfulness is part of that, learning to navigate thoughts and feelings, emotions with kindness, with compassion, skillfully with mindfulness tools, and then cultivating qualities. There's all these practices we can do to actually cultivate this deep sense of inner nourishment that helps us be resilient and navigate the changes that happen in life. Practices such as, intentionally, mindfully eliciting gratitude, savoring the moments, beauty, nourishing with beauty, self-compassion, as we've talked about, nature, and then, because so many of us, we have a day, right, where we're really focused, we're working, we're maybe focused more on being human doings than human beings, but there are many ways that we can pause in that day to remember and bring in the sense of inner nourishment and be nourished.
Just with a
shift of attention, with bringing in a practice and a reminder. And then also the outer nourishment, doing things, getting up, stretching, looking at a beautiful garden, or having beauty around you at your workplace, in your home, to nourish you. Because you know what? We go so fast during our day, right? Many of us.
Exactly.
We don't take the moment to savor the nourishing moments that are there. So one of the practices is to actually really pause, savor, take it in.
Yeah, we hear people talk a lot about tuning in, slowing it down while you're eating, and you're saying that's fine, but expand that. As you're driving to work and you're going through a park each day, look around a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Enjoy the sky, the changing clouds. Maybe put on some great music and really let that nourish you. Yeah, I always enjoy the view. I mindfully drive, but I really let what I'm seeing nourish me. And sometimes, I've certainly over my many years of my career had commuting years.
Yes.
And there were moments. There was one particular commute. I was commuting through hills but I would actually have occasionally that wonderful moment. Don't have this in stop and go traffic, I have to admit. But that feeling of oneness. We're all doing this together. All these cars on the road, we're all here together. I'm not alone. And I see the hills, and I mean, there's a lot of those are kind of moments of grace when those come. But there is so much nourishment available. We just have to remember. So mindfulness has also been defined as remembering. So remembering to remember, remembering to come to the moment, remembering to look to incline the mind towards what is nourishing and what is good, but not to, mindfulness also gives us tools to be present to what is difficult and challenging, So we don't have to run away from it or resist it and drown ourselves in food or alcohol or other things.
Well, the book is an excellent book. It's called Well-Nourished, Mindful Practices to Heal Your Relationship with Food, Feed Your Whole Self, and End Overeating. The author, our guest on This Week in America, mindful expert, registered dietitian, nutritionist, Andrea Lieberstein. It's an excellent book. By the way, Andrea's website is yourwellnourishedlife.com. Book is available all across the country. Information, of course, at her website. You can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.